Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we are here this morning with Jonathan Cook and Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got questions, we've got a full half hour here to talk about flooring and how you can remodel and redo your home. Maybe you've got some first of the year ideas. Send in those comments and text and questions at 850-437-1620. Good morning, Jonathan. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Good. Howard Seaton's sitting here with us too. He's one of our ADX Communications marketing consultants. Good morning, Howard. It's glad you're here.
Good to see y'all.
So tell us all about Jonathan's Construction, because you have built the city of Pensacola pretty much, haven't you?
We've definitely done our part to help out with it.
No doubt.
So we started in 2005, and so we specialize in whole house renovations, exterior, you know, upgrades such as like windows, door, siding, kitchen, bathroom remodels. And then more importantly, we also have a flooring store that goes with it. So we import and sell our own material, and so we supply a lot of contractors in town with material, and then we also do installs. So we have Jonathan's Construction, then Jonathan's Flooring, but they kind of run together.
Where's the showroom?
So it's over on Palafox Street, Old Palafox and 9 Mile, right there across from Tractor Supply. So it's at 9320 North Palafox Street.
I was thinking about you the other day. It's so funny when I'm at home, I'll be watching TV and an ad came on and I was thinking, oh, you know, it was an online thing, right? And I thought, why in the world would you order anything like that online when you could come here locally,
go into the show and feel it, see it,
and then actually maybe take a sample to your home and see if in your home's light it looks the same as it looks.
No, see, I think that's so much more important because even I've been doing this a long time and I can look at pictures of flooring online for us to order. And then we get it and it looks way different.
And the colors too.
I personally don't like it when people call us and like, hey, I looked at your website and I want this flooring, and they order it without coming in. I'm always nervous because I'm like, what if it gets there and it doesn't look the way they think it's going to look? I always try to encourage people just come in. But there's more to just looking at it in light too, because one, depending on your house, what colors your house are, right? So what color your walls are, your furniture is, things like that, the flooring's going to look different. Opposed to even in our showroom. So you could come in, see it in person in our showroom, take it home, and it's going to look like a totally different type of flooring. So that's one thing. The other thing is just being able to hold it and feel it. You know, pictures make everything look good online.
Well, sure.
Then you get there in person and you
look
at it.
Pay a lot of money to do that.
Right. And it's like, oh, this is cheap, or this is really thin, or, you know, this scratch is really easy, or I don't like this finish on it. So that's the other part of it, right? Is not just picking a color, but actually seeing the quality of the material, being able to hold it in your hands and being able to look at, you know, a starter vinyl plank, like a 5 millimeter, and then up to an 8 millimeter, and see the difference in them. Because most people will come into our store and they'll be like, hey, you know, I saw this at, you know, such big box store. Do y'all have something like it? And we'll be like, yeah, we do. And then we show it to them. And then we say, but, you know, we also have this 6.5 WCP product that's really not very much more. It's pretty close in price. And when they see the comparison, they're like, oh, I want this. Most homeowners, if they have the options in front of them and you show them all the options, say, hey, you know, you can have this 5 millimeter, you know, for X amount, or you can have this 6.5 for this price. Most of them will go with a better product if they know it's available. And also our prices, you know, they're not drastically different, right?
Right.
So a lot of them might vary like 50 cents a square foot. But if you have a 1,000 square foot house, you're talking about $500 difference to get a much nicer product.
Right.
And so most homeowners, when presented with that, they will go that route, right? But they have to come in, they have to see that and know that in order to do that. And doing that online or on a computer screen is extremely hard to do.
Well, I know what I like. I mean, I can tell you what the colors I like. Right. But when you're talking about, say, vinyl plank, you're talking about the different thicknesses. I've learned so much from you, Jonathan, because I didn't realize how much that little bit could make a difference in the longevity of the floor.
Definitely can, right?
Right.
And not just that, but also just the finish on it too, right? Because a lot of companies will cut that down because you're coming and looking at it and be like, okay, this is a 6.5 millimeter and it feels thick and it feels nice. But if it doesn't have any finish on it, like an acrylic bead finish, then it's not going to last. It's just going to get scratched and worn out. As soon as you slide a couch across it, it's going to scratch it.
Or a dog.
Right. And so that's something you can't see. You right. can't see that, right?
Right.
You can't hold it and know that. Even I've been doing this a long time, and I look at a piece of plank, and I'd be like, okay, it has a finish on it. I don't know how much finish is on it. So that's why I have to go pull the specs on it and see, like, okay, well, how much finish did they put on it? And you would be surprised at how many of the big box stores will cut that down just because it only saves about 10 cents a square foot.
It's interesting.
And that's the sad part, right? Is that for me personally, I can order and I can get a 6 mil wear layer or I can get a 20 mil wear layer and it's about a 10 cent difference for me. So if that's for me, then the big box stores is probably even less.
Interesting.
But they're willing to cut that down to save 5, 7, 8 cents a square foot. And to me, it's just not worth it. So everything we order, we try to get a 20 mil wear layer. We don't really sell anything less. Because I just don't see the value in it, right?
Sure.
Like, why would I want to sell something and save 8 cents a square foot and then have to worry about warrantying it down the road or getting scratched up? Last thing I want to do is your friends walk in and be like, oh, who did your floor? And be like, Jonathan did, and it's all scratched up. You know,
right.
Like,
already
I don't
peeling
want that.
Up.
Right.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So that's just not a good look for us.
No.
So I don't want to do it. And I just don't see the value.
Yeah.
If you came to me and said, hey, it's a dollar a square foot difference, and it's going to save this homeowner $1,000, then I'd be like, okay. But if it's 10 cents and we're talking about 1,000 square feet, we're talking about $100. That's it.
Typically, does it come with a warranty? Can you talk a little bit about that if someone's looking and what they should look for when they're buying? Especially when you make that decision to completely do all of your floors, that's a big decision.
Right.
And for me, I would want that change to last a long time.
Yeah. So, I mean, most of it's going to come with a 20-year residential
20.
Warranty.
Okay.
Some of it even has a lifetime warranty with it and a 10-year commercial. And what that's going to cover is a product failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if your product fails, so if you scratch it and tear it up, then that's not going to cover. Your warranty's not covered.
Yeah.
They're going to come out, look at it, and be like, hey, this is not covered. But if the product itself fails, so like, you know, like if you was to get a 20 mil wear layer that I'm talking about, like a good finish,
right.
And then you have a walk pattern in the middle of your floor where you're walking and wearing the finish off of it, that would be a product failure.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have to be covered under the warranty at that point. We offer a 1-year install warranty on everything we install.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So
and
what
that's
does
through
that
us.
Mean?
So that's 1 year. So like if there's any problems with your install,
uh-huh.
Then we're come back and fix them within the first year. But past that, even when you get past our 1 year warranty, you still have the product warranty and we're still going to come out there if there's a problem. So if it's 2 or 3 years down the road and your product fails, then we're going to come out there and we're to look at it. Even though it won't be in our 1 year install warranty, we're still going to contact the factory for you and try to get the product itself warrantied. And believe it or not, it's happened a couple of times. I've had to do it.
Wow. Okay.
So like we try not to sell anything less than a 5 millimeter vinyl plank. A lot of places in town will sell a 4.2.
Mm.
And so when we first got in the business, we wanted to be very competitive with that, right?
Sure.
We price shop. And so we actually started stocking a 4.5 that was just cheaper. So it was just we could be like, hey, we have the same thing, you know, Lowe's has at mm-hmm. this price, right? And after about 2 years, almost most of those houses started coming back with product failures.
Interesting.
And the product break-in and coming up. So we ended up having to warranty a few of those houses and we had to fight with the factory over it. But one of our bigger suppliers that we had got it from, they did come back and warranty it and give us. So what they did is they said, hey, we'll give you the flooring, but y'all will have to put it in. So they just gave us the flooring.
Gotcha.
But then we went back and put it in, mm-hmm. at no expense.
Wow. So. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. He's our expert this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So if you've got a question about flooring, remodeling, if you've got some construction projects around your home, text it in now at 850-437-1620. And we did get a text in because we've been talking about pricing a little bit here. So tell a little bit about, have you been affected by the tariffs?
Not so much. So we were, you know, like everybody's got a tariff on their product, right? But we do a lot of volume. So we've had really good negotiating powers with our, you know, suppliers on that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen some increases, but nothing crazy, right? Like the price hasn't doubled on anything. We've seen some across the board, like 10% increases, things like that. But most of what you see in the news about tariffs being blown out of proportion, a lot of these big companies, they're taking advantage of people. They're saying, oh, we got all these tariffs and they're doubling the price of material. I know this because we do a lot of remodeling, and a lot of our remodeling cost of materials has doubled in price.
Well,
but
said
as a supplier, mm-hmm. our flooring has not doubled in price
you've
from what's being imported.
You've said previously you buy American.
Right, right. And
which makes a difference too.
And so that doesn't, get affected at all, right?
Right.
So we do have a whole line of American-made products made right here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So that's not affected. But even past the ones that we do buy, they're imported. We've seen some of the factories and some of the suppliers eat some of that tariff themselves because they want to be competitive in the market. So there comes a certain point that you say, hey, I want to be competitive and I want this business. And if we go stick a 50% tariff on it, we're going to lose our customer base, right?
Right.
So that's where some of these suppliers, not just me, but the suppliers that supply us, I have to tell them, it's like, hey, we can't sell it for that price. And they have to eat some of that. Mm-hmm. So across the board, some of the suppliers have eaten some of it and not charge as much as they have to pay. And then we eat some of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like we haven't raised any price on any of our contractors. So any contractors, any realty companies, investors that work with us, same price they've had for the last 3 years, nothing's changed. Tariffs have went up and down. We've kept it the same across the board. Some months we make a little less, some months we make a little more. But collectively, it works, right?
Right.
The last thing I want to do is go to a customer every 2 or 3 months and be like, hey, we have a price change. It's just not realistic, right? So it's like, hey, we agreed on a price. This is what we're doing it for. And we try to stick with that. And then you will see some across the board that it has affected. But like I said, in most cases, it's about 10%.
Okay.
It's not huge amounts.
Okay, we've got lots of texts rolling in. Yeah. If you've got a text or a question for Jonathan, he is the expert here on the expert panel with construction and flooring. The first question is, how do you insulate under an above ground house?
It's a very hard answer. I do want to say
we have a lot of those, don't we?
Right. We have a lot of off-grid houses.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say that because we do have a lot of texts coming in, and if you don't get your text answered, you can always call us after the show at our store, 850-332-5905. We're always happy to help out and answer any questions we can. But to answer this question, so I've seen a lot of off-grid houses actually be affected more by insulating them than not insulating.
Really?
Yes. And what it comes down to is you have a natural moisture that comes out of the ground,
mm-hmm,
from under your house, right?
Right.
And that moisture comes up and gets on your subfloors.
Right.
And this is where we need good ventilation around the house because air that flows under the house dries that.
Oh.
So when air passes from the front to the back under the house, it dries your subfloors off. When you have a batten strip insulation under your house, and moisture gets on that batten strip, what happens is the insulation sucks the moisture up. It takes it 3 times as long for the natural air to dry that insulation off, and it sits there and it keeps your subfloors moist. And I've seen a lot of subfloors rot out because of it.
And mold, I would imagine,
rot out, problems like that. So the only way I would ever suggest that, and really I suggest you just don't put no insulation under your house. I've never really seen it work out in a good situation. But the only way I would suggest it is one, to have a good moisture barrier under the house on the ground. Stop, mm-hmm, as much moisture as you can from getting out. Then if you was to insulate the floors, cover it, right? So if you insulate the bottom of the floor, put plastic over it and cover it. So if that moisture gets on, it's getting on the plastic. Even if you look under a mobile home, you'll, mm-hmm, notice they insulate it, but then it has the black shield over it, which is a covering to stop the moisture from getting to the insulation.
No, that makes sense.
And the second thing is to just have under the house encapsulated. So there's a lot of foundation companies that will come out, they'll put a coating on the ground and they'll do it up the sidewalls, and then they will paint it with like a mastic and they will encapsulate the hole underneath the house, stop moisture from getting on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had it encapsulated, then the insulation would be fine at that point.
So you could come out for this caller and you could see what the situation is in their particular home?
Yeah, we'd be happy to come out and take a look at it.
Because you do estimates.
Right, but if you're just looking at going under there and putting insulation, I just wouldn't do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to cause more damage than it's going to do good.
Okay, so we've got another question that came in. Thank you so much for that question. Bruce is texting in. He said, could you also replace baseboards, and he has in parentheses, to a higher quality baseboard with a wood floor installation?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So we actually do that quite often. So all of our flooring, we offer shoe molding, which is 50 cents a square foot. It's just an easy way to figure it. So whatever your square footage of floor is, 50 cents a square foot, that provides us buying and installing the shoe molding. So most of that goes to the material. So I'll have a lot of customers say, hey, can we just put baseboard down instead of shoe molding?
Mm-hmm.
And most time, baseboards is about $1.25 to $1.50 a square foot for a house is a good rule of thumb. So what we can do is just apply that 50 cents from the shoe molding towards the baseboards. It's going to be a little bit more. We can put the flooring down first and just put the baseboard on top of it. And you just pay the difference for the baseboard. And then you can pick one out that you want.
Okay. Well, it was funny because you just answered the next, which was, what do you do about doors and baseboards?
Right.
So you almost answered that question.
So
there.
The doors, we like the doors to be in first. A lot of contractors will put the flooring in first and set the door on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
I always just tell them, hey, go and set the doors. And when we get there, we cut the jamb and just put the flooring under the jamb.
Oh,
I do that. Okay. So that way the guys that are installing the doors are not working on top of our new floors, because I don't want them in there installing a door and scratching our floor up. So I would rather they just install the door and then we come in there afterwards and then we put the and then we'll cut the jamb, put the flooring under it. And if you need doors, I mean, we do that too. So mm-hmm. we were coming to install doors.
Oh, so you do doors too?
We do.
Oh, okay.
But we're sending one of our carpenter crews in to do it first before we do the flooring.
I see. Okay. And you have people that work for you that specialize in each different area because you've been now 30 years?
No, it's like 21.
21. Okay, yeah. 21. But it's still good.
If you count the years I worked for somebody else before I started
that's
doing
where
this,
I'm getting
then
that number
I'm
from.
There. But as far as myself, I started my business in 05.
Gotcha.
So 21, September would be 22.
Awesome.
But I had several years I worked for another contractor mm-hmm. before I started this, and then I'd be at 30 years.
So when within your company, you have teams you've talked about that specialize in very specific pieces of the
right.
construction.
And it's really, really important, because when I started doing this, and most contractors are still this way, and I was this way for a long time, but I had a couple guys that worked for me, and mm-hmm. we did everything.
Right.
And that's how I started off. And most people do start off that way because you can't afford to hire 30 people or 40,
right.
in my case, 45 people. So you can't do that starting off, right? You wouldn't have the capital or even the business to keep them busy. So we would have a few guys and we would all do it, you know, so whatever we're painting, we're doing flooring, we're all doing the same job, right? But then over time, what I learned is having guys that specialize in certain things, like if you have a guy that just does flooring, he can come help us paint or do sheetrock, but the reality is he's much more efficient at doing the flooring mm-hmm. because he does it every day. And so he gets in there, he knows exactly what his job is, how he needs to start, how he needs to finish, and he can do it a lot faster. So we grew to a point that we had enough business we could just break off and specialize in things. So we got a sheetrock crew, we got 3 carpenter crews, 4 flooring crews, 3 paint
wow.
crews. But they all do, you know, their own individual part of the job, and it just makes the job move along a little bit quicker and faster.
Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on Pep Talk. Lots of questions being texted in, and we still have time at 850-437-1620. Here's one for you, Jonathan. Do you think, this is from one of our listeners, do you think plumbing lines under the house should have pipe insulation installed, and should crawl space vents be closed in winter and open in summer? Thanks.
Right. So no, I definitely think the pipes should be insulated. Yes.
The pipes should be insulated.
The pipes definitely
okay.
should be insulated. And in most cases, if you get it permitted, they have to be.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the inspectors will check that. If it's a permitted job, they have to be insulated.
Mm-hmm.
As far as closing the vents, I personally wouldn't. No. As long as your pipe's insulated well. Now, if you knew you was going to have a hard freeze and you wanted to try to keep that off of the pipes, you could close them right then. But the more airflow under a house, even cold airflow, is better than none. Because when you don't have airflows, when it gets muggy and sits there and builds moisture and things like that, and even in the wintertime, we're going to have moisture that comes up out of the ground. I mean, that's how when you walk out your door and it's 32 degrees and you see the ice on the grass, right?
Right.
That's the moisture that's frozen. So we have moisture out of the ground. I don't care what temperature it is. So I would definitely keep as much airflow as possible. But if you had a hard freeze and you wanted to close them, that'd be okay. Just open them back up.
Just remember to open it back up.
Remember to open them back up.
Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you just joined us, Jonathan, tell us where you're located again and a little bit about your showroom.
Right. So our showroom's at 9320 North Palafox Street. It's a 6,000 square foot flooring showroom, right? So we have flooring, cabinets, paint samples. And so, like, we don't sell paint there, but we keep paint samples.
And
the reason we do that is when somebody comes in and looks at a piece of flooring, they can say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about painting the house. Then we're like, let's pick a color, because then we can match it with the flooring, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then we're just go get the paint at Lowe's or Sherwin-Williams most of the time. But that way we can just go ahead and, you know, have that for them. But we're right there on Palafox Street, 9320 North Palafox Street. And you're welcome to stop by and schedule an appointment, or just look and see what we have, or just stop by and talk with us.
Okay, got another text coming in. Jonathan, do you clean or fix scratches on wooden floors?
Scratches on wooden floors is really hard because most time you have to sand and refinish them
mm-hmm.
and then stain them. And we don't do that, right?
Okay.
So I've said that before, that there's other companies around that are just more efficient at that than we are. So I just let them do it. the price we would have to charge wouldn't be fair, right?
Right.
So, but when it comes to wood floors, I know like in a lot of our remodels.
And we're talking about real wood floors,
real
not
wood.
Vinyl
yeah.
plank,
right? Right,
okay.
Real wood floors. So I've noticed that like we went in there and just wiped them down with like Old English before.
Oh.
And you'd be surprised at how much that will help with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy Old English at Lowe's or just Home Depot or sure. Walmart even. And just try to get the color closer to your floor. 'Cause they have like four different colors to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, lighter to darker. They don't have every color stained, but get a stain that's closer to your floor color. And you'd be surprised at how much that will really help quite a bit.
So you might not even have to sand it. It's just yeah. really kind of filling in with the oil.
So what I've done is, like, we've had houses we flipped that they didn't want to sand and redo the floors.
Uh-huh.
And we take Old English and we just wipe the whole floor down with it.
Interesting.
And anywhere there's scratches or the finish is missing, the stain will soak in. Anywhere that it's not, it would just sit on top of the floor, and we just wipe it with a towel and take all the extra back up. So we just wipe the whole floor down with Old English and then a towel over it and wipe it up. And you'd be surprised at how good the floor will look.
That sounds like a really good winter project to me.
It is. For a homeowner, if you don't want to spend the money to refinish it,
yeah.
I definitely think it's worth it to try it, you know. It's not going to be as good as refinishing your floors, but it will definitely help if you have scratches.
Right.
So that's something you can do yourself. And we would come out and do that for you if you wanted. But honestly, it's something you could just mop on yourself.
Well, when we start the do-it-yourself projects, that's what I'm calling you.
Right, okay. All right, that's fine.
I've had too many instances where I said, oh, I could do this. I get about a quarter of the way through and I go, oop, nope, can't do it.
Right.
Better, I think, to have Jonathan come out, take a look, and give you an estimate and give you some really sage advice on the best way to approach a project.
Yeah, and so that's why I always tell people, hey, we do free estimates, right? But we also do free consultations.
Mm-hmm.
And there really is a difference in the two, because some people and say, hey, you know, I just want to get a consultation, especially I get a lot for flooring. I get it a lot for commercial. So most commercial jobs I go out to do is just a consultation, because they will want to know.
So what's the difference?
So what they want is just information. Like, hey, if we wanted to replace our floor, like what could we put down, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of floor would work in here? What's going to hold up to our foot traffic? How many customers we have coming through the building? And there's so many different ones. Like, you know, if it's like in this studio, right? If you wanted to do carpet in here, we would want a carpet that doesn't collect a static. And
right.
transfer it, right?
That's right.
For all the radio equipment mm-hmm. and the TV screens and things like that. So that's something I would come out and say, hey, let me measure it. I would say, you need a static-free carpet. Let me go look and see what I can find. And then once we start narrowing down some products, then we can start working on an estimate. But sometimes it's good to do a consultation just to get an idea of, like, hey, what do we want to do? What do we want to start with? And then once we have all that narrowed down, then we can start with an estimate.
Okay, we got another follow-up question about the floors. So if you clean your floors before you put the Old English down, what should you use to clean with?
That's
a great question.
Yeah, it is. Because hardwood, you don't want to get it too wet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's natural wood and it's going to soak in and hold the water. But just a decent mop, you know, just mopping it.
Damp mop.
Yeah, so I use like Purple Power a lot when we do it. But just a damp mop, you just don't want to soak it,
mm-hmm.
right? And you can even use a steam mop. I just wouldn't get it really hot, because if it gets too hot or too much steam on the floor, the wood can absorb it and swell up and actually damage the wood. So lightly use a steam mop. I tell a lot of people don't use steam mop on wood, just because I know that if they do it too hard, they can ruin it.
Oh, okay.
So it has to be really lightly.
These are all the things you know that I don't know.
Right. When people ask me, I'm like, no steam mop. Like, I could go in there and use a steam mop, but you might destroy the floor, right?
They say, get a professional.
Yeah. So, but just basic soap and water, mm-hmm. you know, I wouldn't get it really wet. Yeah.
Okay.
Just basic sponge mop and dry it back up.
Okay. Great advice. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Got about a minute or so left here, Jonathan. Anything you want to mention before we go?
It goes by fast, right?
I know. And so many great questions. Thanks so much, yeah. everybody, for texting them in. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, like I said earlier, if you didn't get your question on today, you're always welcome to give us a call afterwards. So you can call our showroom, 850-341-9656 or 850-332-5905.
And what's the address again?
So it's 9320 North Palafox Street, Pensacola, Florida. You can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or just tune in next Wednesday.
And the website is?
So it's jonathansflooring.com.
Jonathansflooring.com. Yep. Thanks, Jonathan. It's always a pleasure to have you here. I always learn something new.
Okay, thank you.